I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today I'm taking you to Boston, but not the tourist sites. We're going to see Boston through a native's eyes. I met Rita Galluli in the lounge of the University of Houston Law School in 1974. She was also eating a sack lunch alone. Since we were both transfer students from other law schools, we gravitated to each other. Our differences were stark, despite her being only 3 days older. Rita grew up in public housing in Boston, and I was a farmer's daughter from the panhandle of Texas. No one in her family drove at all, and I had my license at age 14. My family traveled extensively, and hers got no further than a summer jaunt to Cape Cod. Yet we bonded, stayed in touch, and in June, I finally got to experience Boston through Rita's history. The Galluli family immigrated from Ireland to join the many Irish in Boston. With such an unusual name, anyone claiming it had to be kin to Rita. She knew of 35 first cousins. Her father delivered mail, and her mother stayed home with the four children. Rita candidly discloses her father's drinking caused instability in the family. They moved often from one high-rise public building to another. Rita attended 5 schools in 7 years. They finally settled in Hyde Park, a nice neighborhood in South Boston. Though surrounded by middle-class homes, her cul-de-sac ended in several 2-story, 3-bedroom public apartment buildings, a huge step up for the family. Theirs was number 117 Garfield Avenue. When we visited it, Rita was shocked at the quietness, empty stoops, vacant street, and no hordes of children playing on the backyard monkey bars. Rita noted window air units had been added since her time, a possible reason for the lack of a crowd. She pointed out one apartment where she had done Mrs. Carroll's hair, and others where she babysat for the O'Grady and the O'Hara families. All earned money went for clothes, as she hated wearing the outfits bought by her mother at Salvation Army's thrift store. At the end of 6th grade, thanks to her good grades and teacher recommendations, she was told she would be going to the Girls' Latin School, an offshoot of the oldest public school in America, one with high expectations and dedicated to college preparation for girls. To get to the school on Codman Square, Rita had to take a bus, trolley, and bus again. After school, students would hang around downtown Boston, including Copley Square, where the makeshift memorial to the Boston bombing victims now stand. Rita admitted she would sometimes see one of her uncles around that square, unkempt and homeless. At home, Rita's mother knew the value of education and played word games with the kids, surrounded them with books, and always had paper and pens ready for writing. Even though the TV was off and on, her mother would lay a board over a chair for each to do their homework. Her father was harder to please. Despite her excellent grades, she graduated 3rd in her class. Her father would look at the report card and always say, "Room for improvement." Her life changed forever when a school counselor suggested she apply to Brown University, a nearby Ivy League school. She had never heard of Brown and never been to Providence, despite its proximity at the end of her train line. The school was full of far wealthier students, and Rita quickly realized she needed to tone down her strong working-class accent. After getting her undergraduate and law degrees and practicing in Texas for several years, Rita returned to Boston after almost 30 years. On a stroll along the Charles River, we learn 6 of her 8 uncles served in World War II, and one has a sign honoring him there. She also pointed out a reference to Thomas Mumbles Menino, mayor of Boston for 20 years. Her brother has worked for the mayor for many years, and her mother used to write letters telling him exactly what he should do. The mayor even attended her mother's funeral. Indicative of the roots established by the Galluli family over the years, as well as the small-town feel of Boston. At the Public Garden, considered the first public park in the country, we saw the famous swan boats ferrying tourists and families around a small lake. Rita's mother would bring the 4 kids downtown once a year to ride the boats, an experience they loved. The family would also watch the 4th of July fireworks along the river, with Arthur Fiedler directing the Boston Pops. Today, Rita is not bitter about her father's drinking, nor does she indulge in self-pity. She and her husband raised their 2 children in Canton, only 2 train stops down from her family's apartment on Garfield Avenue in Hyde Park. Her journey to a home in the suburbs with good schools was impressive. I know I miss seeing a lot of the famous historical sites of Boston, but the city became more real with Rita as the guide. It's a place for immigrants to settle and thrive, and where a self-motivated, smart child of the projects could use a good education to expand her world.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at KETR.org. Click support this station.